All righty, everybody. Welcome to another Positivity Chat. I believe this is episode number 8, I believe. I think it is.
Woo!
I think it is. today we have Miss Sarah Davis. She's not new to the positivity world, but she's new to, I guess, expanding her mind and her brand onto video. And
yes.
So we definitely want to get her input today. So I definitely thank you, Miss Sarah, for wanting
to. Well, thank you for having me. Super excited.
Well, as always, I definitely like to keep everyone to the 10 to 15 minute timeline. Wanted to just kind of do some thought-provoking questions. And so she's going to, of course, help us with that. And from her perspective, completely candid, she doesn't know any of these questions. So even if you watch some past videos, smacking brand new questions, baby. So, all right. So question for you, Miss Sarah. What excuses do you need to stop making?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's always tomorrow. That's a huge one that I was, I can't even tell you. I was so bad at it. Like, oh, well, especially when it comes to exercising. You know, people do that all the time. It's it'll be like Wednesday or Thursday, right? And be like, oh, wait, Monday's a new week. I'll just wait. I'll just push it off. I can't. So waiting until tomorrow, that's my number one thing. And I've been pushing through it, so.
Okay. Are you actively working toward getting over that?
Yes. Every single day.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I'm not the best. Like, I went from, like, we have a whole full-on gym here within the house. And that equipment is so dusty. Like, it's so dusty.
Isn't it funny how that happens though?
But I'd rather do like 10 to 15 push-ups. I'll sit and I can do like 20 or 30 sit-ups or something. And I'm like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to.
You know what? They say that's actually good though. They say that if you do like 15 minutes three times a day, like, you're golden.
Okay, I'll do one.
Yeah.
In the morning.
And I said one time, not one. Three.
Like, okay. And it's only after my meditation, and I'm done.
That's fantastic.
Well, I'm not going to ask you about the exercising portion, but I would definitely like to know your response to this, just in life in general. What is one thing that you do to get motivated?
To get motivated? I actually just, okay, so like you said, I just started doing videos, and one of my first videos was morning habits. So I do like, I stopped hitting the snooze button. I make my bed in the morning. I do like 15, 30 minutes of yoga. And then after my yoga, I do gratitude. And then that's about it. Yeah, I do like five things in the morning right away. And it usually takes me like an hour to knock it out. And then I start my day from there.
So is the gratitude, is it kind of like meditation or what is that?
So I use my yoga as a form of meditation because when I was growing up, I was more like an intense worker or like workout person. I always did sports and like kickboxing and stuff like that. Gotcha. So I've utilized yoga more as like a meditation. And then after that, I'll sit there, like whatever pose I'm in, I'll do my gratitude. Like I'll just, you know, do prayer or whatever it is. So yeah, I mean, that's just my way of doing it.
Like, I swear to you, like, that's exactly what I do. My mentor, I got oh my gosh, it's so amazing. But he started working with me about 3 or 4 months ago. And so he assisted me in implementing meditation. And that's exactly what I do. Like, I do my sit-ups, I'll do my little crunches.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of right off into meditation.
Right.
And it just, you know, but that, I have to do that to get my days. Are you familiar with Hal Elrod and the Miracle Morning?
No, I'm not. I should write that down, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's freaking awesome.
You know what? Send it to me when we're done.
Okay, I'll do that. He's freaking awesome when it comes to getting started. And that was actually the initial reason why I started this entire positivity movement in the beginning. But his mindset is, if you can conquer your morning, you can conquer the rest of your day. And so he has different things that you can do the first thing in the morning. So I just find this to be ironic that we do this. So it's freaking awesome. Okay. And I had to learn my lesson on this yesterday because I did a recording yesterday. But what made you laugh today? Laugh or smile today? Other than me. Yesterday, he tried to say me. So we cannot... So,
okay.
Other than me.
So I was talking to my man friend this morning, and he doesn't know that I chipped my tooth yet. So
You did that like 2 days ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a couple of days. So
oh my gosh.
I sent him that video I made, and he was laughing at me. I was like, I'm going back to my hillbilly roots right now. So laughing at myself, I think that's the first person that you should be able to laugh at is yourself. And I was laughing at myself. Like, yeah.
Okay, so how did you
I was eating a salad. How does that happen? Right. I was being good and everything, and also I was like, boop.
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know if you can tell or not. I shipped mine years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I was playing Power Rangers, mind you. And I was jumping over a metal chair, and my tooth just cracked completely off. So initially
when I chipped my tooth was when I was younger. We called it curb jumping. I was riding my bike and like jumping over the, you know, when you're like six, you think you're cool. My front tire got caught and I flipped over the handlebars and I chipped my tooth. Gotcha. But I've had a cap, so the cap fell off.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I had to get mine fixed. It was probably four or five years ago now. I didn't you really have no idea how much pain your teeth can cause you. Like, when they're broken, like, it is just ridiculous.
It's bad.
oh my gosh. So, what is one thing about yourself that you're grateful for?
Oh God. I love a challenge.
Okay.
It's like it's a good and a bad thing. Like, when I see a challenge and I see someone sitting there telling me that I won't be able to do it for a certain reason, I make sure I can. I'm like, yeah, watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can and I will.
So what was your biggest challenge then that you have succeeded on?
Right now, my biggest challenge is being successful at a new business.
Gotcha.
So the biggest challenge that I've succeeded on was... oh God, I don't even know. I got my real estate license right away. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did the training and everything. I got it a lot more quickly than people thought I would. Good so night. I guess that was like the most recent conquering one.
I know. I have that issue every once in a while, mostly with my husband, mostly. Like, the other day we were like semi-arguing, and he was just like, I couldn't get a new car. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, honey, keep on. There's gonna be a new car in the driveway. Like, you just,
okay. That's awesome.
I was like, but yeah, like we do that. Like all, like I'm like, he's the only person that tells me I cannot do. And I'm like, when he does that, I'll go out and do it. Like, don't play with me.
Right. Don't help me.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But okay. Well, speaking of things, of people telling you of what you can and cannot do, more along your legacy, and it's actually, I stole this from Oprah, so sorry, Oprah, if you ever watch.
Hey, girl.
I know, right? Finish this sentence. My hope for my legacy is?
To inspire. Bam.
I love that. I freaking love it. Well,
I like that one.
I freaking love that.
I'm
on the same journey, so I'm with you, honey. I'm completely 100% with you. But that actually branches off to the very last question that I want to have for you, and which sparked the whole purpose of having these conversations. And I like, because we all are different and we have different mindsets. And so I want to know, how do you, Miss Sarah, how do you define happiness and success? What does that look like for you?
Anytime anyone asks me about happiness and defining it, I always think of my dad. My dad always told me that happiness is a frame of mind.
Okay.
So for some reason, I've always put that into like everything that I do. Like, it could seem like it's really bad, but as long as you think a certain type of way, your happiness is always going to be there. I don't think that anything in life, any material thing, is ever going to make anybody happy. Yeah. I mean, money can make things easier, but it can't implement happiness. I mean, like he said, happiness is a frame of mind, point blank, period. I believe that to the fullest. When it comes to success, I think that my level of success and when I consider myself successful is when I'm going to be able to, like I said before, inspire and influence my my nieces and nephew in the way that I want to. I want them, because I grew up in kind of like a bubble, you know.
Okay.
When you're a kid and you grow up in a small town, I call it like they're your bubble.
Yeah.
And there comes a point in time when your bubble gets popped, you know. My bubble got popped when I moved to Florida when I was 18 years old and I was, you know, around all sorts of things that I knew nothing about. So for them, I want it to be like, I want to be able to influence them and not, you know, they're going to have their bubble popped, but I want it to be easier for them when they do, you know, I want to expose them to more things.
So. I bet actually that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. I do. Also,
like, you like that?
Like, I do. I'm sitting here like I was pondering, like, and I was just like, okay, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can really see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Miss Sarah, like it's really been a pleasure. Like
it yes, is, I agree. I really enjoyed this.
I know, like it's fun. I love it. Like, straight to the point, but more importantly, it's candid and it's honest answers. And
right.
You know, and it really makes people think. And I'm really hoping that people can have the courage to ask themselves these same questions. So even right. If you're afraid to kind of do it publicly, you know, hopefully you'll be able to ask yourself that and be real and be realistic, mm-hmm. You know, with yourself.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay then. Well, Miss Sarah, I definitely will be seeing you around. I have subscribed to your channel on YouTube, so I'm just
thank you. I'm doing one today. So
I'm waiting on the next one. So I'll be there. I will be listening. I definitely will be watching. So because you're another person that I really do believe that you're going to do your part in inspiring the world and the people that you
thank you.
You know, that you can reach out to. So, and I mean that honestly. I'm not trying to be all hokey pokey. I'm really, really not. But bring a different aspect, a different perspective, and I freaking love it.
Fantastic. Love it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys having me. Yay! I do a little end dance.
I know this one. If you're not watching this, please go back and watch this. The shimmy is freaking hilarious right there.
That's good.
Oh my gosh. Well, this video will, I think it'll air, I can't even, what is today? It'll air on the 23rd. So it'll be posted on the 23rd. So definitely fantastic. Look forward to it. Leave your comments wherever you can. And in the words of Norman Lear is what I've recently ooh. Learned, to be continued.
Yay! Have a good day, love.
You too, darling. Love you.
Thank you.